Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome into the Late Show. On a Tuesday evening, News Talk 830 WCCO. Here until 8:30, we'll take you up to Twins pregame. Twins first pitch at 9 p.m. tonight in Sacramento, taking on the A's. The news of the day here locally is a tragic one. The news breaking that Jim Marshall, Minnesota Vikings legend, has passed away at the age of 87. And in my mind, and in my opinion, you look at Jim Marshall and his story, phenomenal story, because he was a great member of the Purple People Eaters, one of the greatest Minnesota Vikings of all time. That's not in question. I also think that the story of Jim Marshall is a tragic one in that, and I think it's the most tragic when we talk about professional sports in Minnesota, in that it's a shame that he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Jim Marshall should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And this is not something that I've came up with today. It's something I've been thinking about for a while. And I'm not the only one. Like, many people have talked about this long before I even thought about it. But I agree with them. When you think about the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you would think of somebody like Jim Marshall. The longevity that he had, one of the NFL's great Ironmen. He played 282 straight games as a defensive end. 282. How is that possible? An original, an OG Minnesota Viking player. To think that he never got his day to be recognized as one of the greats, I think is very, very unfortunate. Now, I know that some of you will say, well, hold on, Link. We know how great he was. So do we really need him to be enshrined? And I get that. I still think it was a missed opportunity. And this is the thing about football, and specifically about Jim Marshall. When you look at the back in the day era of the NFL, these guys played for the love of the game. They played to go out there and win, and they were part of great teams. We live in a day and age where it's about numbers. And see, that's the tragedy and bad and downside of why Jim Marshall is not in the Hall of Fame. Because the comeback from people that talk about Jim Marshall is, they'll say, well, he didn't have the individual numbers. And I just, that bugs me. That really does bother me. He played in the era before they started registering and talking about what a sack was. And when there was the analytics and they went back and they looked and they kind of recalculated and tried to figure out how many sacks Jim Marshall actually had during the course of his career, they came up with 130. You mean to tell me that that man, the captain, the man that played, 14 years, is not a Hall of Famer? I just don't understand it. I don't get it. But this is where we're at. And I'm not sitting here saying that the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame shouldn't be a hard thing to get into. It should be. All Hall of Fame should be hard to get into. I think that the Basketball Hall of Fame is way too easy to get into. Way too easy. The NFL, it's hard to get into. But to look at Jim Marshall and to think that he is not a Hall of Famer, I don't get it. I just don't get it. And we'll talk to Matthew Collar, Purple Insider, coming up next segment. But I think that we all love and respect and will remember Jim Marshall, who passed away at the age of 87, but at the same time, feel like this was a missed opportunity when for so many years people felt like he should have been in the Hall of Fame. And look, the same thing that I thought about Jim Marshall, I thought about Mick Tinglehoff. And Mick got in. And I love that. But I just hate the fact that the comeback and the thing that people say about him and why he wasn't in, it's an absolute travesty, in my opinion.
There are so many qualities that you look at Jim Marshall, because if it wasn't for Jim Marshall and the Purple People Eaters, the Vikings don't go on that historic run. In the 70s, you had the Orange Crush with the Broncos. You had the Steel Curtain. Like, there are teams back in that era, they were synonymous with their defense. And when you have a Carl Eller, an Alan Page, a Jim Marshall, a Gary Larson, why are some of those guys Hall of Famers and some of them aren't? When you mentioned the 130 and a half sacks, 29 opponent fumble recovers, which is also a record in NFL history. 282 consecutive games played, 270 consecutive starts. Like, those are numbers that are never, ever going to be replicated, not even close in today's age, even with the extended schedule, which makes it even more impressive.
It just bugs me. It really does bug me. Like, I think that we all should sit here and be honored and blessed that that he was a great and a legendary Minnesota Viking. And also just seemed to be a good human being. I'm not going to sit here and try to act like I had a lot of opportunities to interact with Jim Marshall. I met Jim Marshall, I think, I can count on my two or three times. It's not like me and Alan Page, right? Justice Alan Page, who I talk to all the time. Me and him, we're together a bunch. We sit down, we have lunch and breakfast at least maybe like three times a year, and then we'll meet for coffee or talk about, you know, just a lot of other different things, and we really developed a relationship here over the last 5 years. But Jim Marshall, I think the last time that I saw Jim Marshall, because I know that the health stuff has been kind of ongoing, it's been declining for years, the last time that I saw him was out at TCO, and it was when Mark Rosen was stepping away from WCCO television, and it was basically like a thank you from the Vikings, and everybody was able to be there for Rosie. And that was the last time that I saw him, and I know that he was in the wheelchair and everything. But yeah, rest in peace to a great Minnesota Viking that we'll remember, but also know that he didn't get the acknowledgement that he should have gotten while he was alive.
One thing I loved about Jim Marshall is the first time that I met him at a signing at a Walmart in Fargo. And there are some of these legends that when you go out to outstate Minnesota, like, you know, the southwestern part of the state, and the, you know, Marshall, where I'm from, and you go to the Fargo, and you go to Duluth, and you go to Rochester, when you get a chance to see these guys in your community, and they're coming, there's just a different presence because they're making themselves accessible to you. And as a fan, that is, that's the highest honor that a player could bestow, to think enough of you to come down to your community.
Coming up next, let's talk to Matthew Collar. He's going to join us from the Purple Insider. We'll talk more about the passing of Jim Marshall at the age of 87, and we'll do that next year on The Lake Show.
Yeah, I don't know if we got enough time to talk about Jim Marshall. Leadership qualities were in spades. There aren't any great players that do not have durability. You can be a great player, but if you play 8 games a year, you can't be great. Jim never missed a practice, never missed a game.
That's the voice of Bud Grant, the legendary coach from your Minnesota Vikings, talking about how much of a leader Jim Marshall was. Jim Marshall, passing away at the age of 87 today, played 19 years for the Minnesota Vikings, 20 years overall. Started with the Vikings when the Vikings started in 61. And joining us now to talk about Jim Marshall and get his perspective is Matthew Collar from the Purple Insider. Matthew, a pleasure to always have you on the show. We typically talk about current-day Minnesota Vikings, but I want to talk about Jim Marshall because, you know, one of the things that you look at with regards to the significance of being a great player, the significance of being an all-time player, the significance of being possibly looked upon as a Hall of Fame-worthy player. Jim Marshall, we all know, was great. There could always be a debate about him in the Hall of Fame. The thing that I don't like is that we are in a time and an age in which we look and we are so into these stats. Stats, I don't think, would do the justice of one Jim Marshall. And I'm not saying that because I was around in the 60s, because I wasn't. But I've talked to people that know Jim Marshall well, that saw him play. You know, some of the guys from yesteryear that are still alive. What's your take on Jim Marshall and just his impact on the National Football League and the Vikings?
Yeah, so the stats thing is actually really interesting because a couple of years ago, Pro Football Reference set out to figure out how many sacks guys like Jim Marshall, players from that era, actually had, because before 1982, they didn't keep sacks as a statistic. So they used old box scores, they used videotape, and they actually were able to track every single game and accumulate the sacks.
Yep.
And it turns out that Jim Marshall had a lot. And I know that doesn't surprise anybody, but he's top 15 all time among defensive ends, which I think strengthens his case quite a bit for something like the Hall of Fame, because a lot of times it's looked at about the All Pros and the Pro Bowls, which I think are a horrendous way to evaluate players historically. That's based on writers who, what, how many games could they have seen of Jim Marshall in the 1960s? It's not like we had the All 22 film, the PFF data, and everything else. I think that really shined a light. And I was even looking up today during Jim Marshall's peak, he was a top 5 guy in terms of sacks from 1962 to 1969. So I don't think he actually got recognized enough for what he was able to do statistically until many years after he retired. The other part of it is with Jim Marshall and his legacy is that if we are going to use phrases like the best ability is availability and then not give Jim Marshall credit for being the most available player of all time, then I don't understand what we're doing. I think that it's an interesting legacy because in Minnesota, every single person who lives here, who follows football, would say Jim Marshall with the most reverence. They would put him easily in the Ring of Honor, the top 50 Vikings. When you tell the story of the Minnesota Vikings, he is one of the 5 or 6 names that you would begin with. But outside of here, I don't think he ever fully got the recognition. There's the blooper play. There's not winning a Super Bowl, which I think if the Vikings had won a Super Bowl, that he would be in the Hall of Fame. And then I think he was just a little bit outshadowed, I guess, or outshined by Alan Page and Carl Eller with bigger names than his outside of here. But I think in Minnesota, everybody knows what Jim Marshall means to the Minnesota Vikings.
I look at him, man, in his accomplishments. I mean, he was for 14 years, he was a captain here. You know, a part of four Super Bowls. And you're right, like he, in terms of the shine, and you look at the stats, of course you're going to think about Justice Allen Page. You're going to think about Carl Eller. Like, we totally get that. But this guy was so, and I'm so glad that you brought that up because we talked about it to start the show. I mean, being available. Like, when you look, you see that the guy plays 282 consecutive games. That's mind-blowing to me, Matthew. That's simply amazing. That's truly astonishing.
It is. And even, you know, Brett Favre, who ultimately broke his record for consecutive starts, said, I can't imagine doing it at that position in that era. He still owns the record for the most consecutive starts and consecutive games for a defensive player because it's darn near impossible. And this is a guy who also played through some off-the-field things that were kind of crazy. He almost died in about five different incidents in his lifetime and, you know, found a way through that too, like an ultimate Iron Man. But, you know, I think it's really telling when you listen to any of the clips, and you guys played one of them from NFL Films where Bud Grant is talking about Jim Marshall. And there are not too many clips you can find of Bud Grant getting emotional. And when he was inducted into the Ring of Honor and he was talking about his favorite players, he got emotional talking about what Jim Marshall meant to him. And I think that that's another thing, too, that we hear a lot about leadership and stuff like that from all-time great players. But I think when you are the heart and soul of a team that had as much success as they did under Bud Grant, you deserve a different level of recognition for that. Because what Bud Grant said about Jim Marshall was that anytime he said, all right, guys, line up, we're going to do this, he said Jim Marshall was always the first guy in line, and everybody followed him. So even though you had a lot of other great players, other Hall of Famers, Fran Tarkenton will say this and has said it historically, it was really Jim Marshall that was leading the way for that franchise. And I think that that is, again, fully recognized here and was shown, you know, throughout his career and when he retired and the reverence that people have for him as a member of the community as well. I believe that he lived in St. Louis Park through the rest of his life, started a foundation here to help youth suffering with poverty and things like that. I mean, just really, really, really special to us here in Minnesota. And I think even more so to somebody like Bud Grant, who is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
Yeah, no question about it. We're talking to Matthew Collar from Purple Insider here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Let me ask this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but NFL Hall of Fame eligibility doesn't expire, right? Once you've retired and you know there's a specific waiting period of what was like 5 years or whatever, like if you are deemed a person that's you know worthy of being a candidate, you are eligible forever, right?
So I don't know exactly how that works.
Okay.
There is a committee that can elect legacy players that have already been passed up on when it was their time. I'm not 100% sure, but
the senior committee is with that selection process. It goes and kicks to them if you've been retired for more than 20 years, and clearly he's been retired for a long, long time. I guess my point is, I wonder if there's ever going to be a day where people relook at Jim Marshall and say, you know what, even though he's no longer here, this cannot stand. We should put him in the Hall of Fame.
You know, it's funny about that because I was thinking about that today, and I kind of hope not. Like, I mean, I think that Jim Marshall's legacy, a major part of this, and I forget who this was in baseball. Was it Ron Santo was the guy in baseball who kind of had this, like, legacy of being the best player ever that wasn't in the Hall of Fame? And NFL Films did a thing a couple of years ago of the best players not in the Hall of Fame, and I think Jim Marshall was number two, and whoever was number one has since been elected. But now that he's passed away, I mean, he spent so many years waiting and watching and hoping and dreaming that he would someday get the recognition for his career, and he never got it. I almost think it's a better legacy instead of having him never know that they put him in the Hall of Fame.
I disagree.
Have been the best. I mean, and maybe to his family.
Because his family's still here, and it's never late. It's never too late to do the right thing.
That's a good point. And he is absolutely deserving. I think if you'd really do the research, which I wish that the committees would look beyond the Pro Bowls. I mean, it just, to me, that means so little. whether, you know, somebody was given an award, especially when players on his own team were getting so many Pro Bowls that he was left out of that party. But I guess you're right. I do think that as of right now, it's a heck of a legacy to have for Jim Marshall to be known as the best player ever that is not in the Hall of Fame. And of course, I think the Vikings have done an incredible job of highlighting everything with Jim Marshall to let everybody know. Not that you need to teach Minnesotans too much about him.
Yeah. Hey, man, enjoy the Lynx game. I know that your wife has the call this evening. We had her on the show last night talking Lynx basketball, those undefeated Minnesota Lynx. So enjoy the game as they play Phoenix tonight, and wave at my Minnesota Lynx crush tonight for me, if you will.
Is that Alanna Smith, right, I've heard?
100%.
That's because she's got a great three-point shot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, love her shot.
Take care, my man.
Thanks, Henry.
All right, talk to you. All right, that's Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. All right, we will take a break. And coming up next, Kyle Potter from Thrifty Traveler. He's going to join us because there was something that he caught that caught his eye. He's brought it to light, something that happened with Delta Airlines that a lot of people are gravitating to. It got a very interesting story about hiking up fares for single or solo travelers. We'll talk to Kyle Potter from Thrifty Traveler next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I would advise you, if you're not already a part of looking at Thrifty Traveler, then sign up. I will get the emails to my inbox. Great assessments in terms of like value with regards to credit cards and different deals and stuff like that, in terms of what's going on in the travel industry with the airlines. But the bottom line is, I think that a phenomenal job was done by Kyle Potter and Thrifty Traveler with regards to a situation last week involving Delta Airlines, in which their website noticed that you could actually purchase two seats on a flight, and it actually would be the same price as essentially a one-way ticket for a single person. And joining us now to talk about maybe the glitch, if you want to call it a glitch, in that entire story is Kyle Potter. He joins us courtesy of the John Chooser Coal Baker Hotline. Hey, Kyle, first off, thank you so much for being on the show this evening.
Yeah, Lake. No, happy to join. This is something that people want to talk about and learn more about. So I'm happy to help as much as I can.
Absolutely. So give us the background on what you dug up and how you found all of this out, because I did see the story that WCCO Television did with you last week, and there was even, I think, something in the Strib yesterday. But give us kind of the listening audience a little bit of background about what happened.
Yeah, so, you know, last Wednesday, so just under a week ago now, I was being really selfish, not on company time. This is in my own personal time, mind you. I was looking for flights that my wife and I need to get to New York later this summer. And so, you know, I'm looking for, and when I search for flights, whether I'm looking for myself or I'm looking for my wife and I always just search for one passenger first, which is what I think a lot of people do. And so I see a price for $206 from Minneapolis to Newark for the flight that we need. And I say, great, okay. So I'm going to bump this up to two passengers because I need to book my wife and I together through this trip. Lo and behold, Delta comes back with that two-passenger search, and all of a sudden that 206 flight I was looking at for the exact same flight, the same cities, the same time, was suddenly $154 a person. That doesn't make a lot of sense. That is not how airfare typically works. It's usually the opposite, where the more passengers you add, the more likely airlines are to sell you tickets at a higher price because they may only have one ticket at $154. So if you search for two, all of a sudden it's $206, and the exact opposite was happening. So, you know, I saw this, I confirmed that this was real, and then I and our team of flight deal experts who dig through thousands of fares every single day started fanning out and trying to see, was this just a one-off glitch, or is this something that Delta or maybe even other airlines are doing? And by Thursday morning, we confirmed that the nation's three largest airlines, Delta, American, and United, were intentionally pricing solo passengers on some select domestic one-way routes significantly higher fares than groups of two or more.
Mm. Now, do we understand or know why this is the case? Is it something to do with maybe trying to take advantage of, and I'm not speaking for them, are they trying to take advantage of, like, business travelers? I'm trying to figure out why this would be a thing.
Right. Well, let me preface this with the airlines aren't talking.
Yeah.
I've reached out to all of them repeatedly about this story before we published, after we published, again, just this morning as the story has progressed. And none of them have agreed to go on the record. Most of them have just flat out not responded to me.
Yeah.
So the airlines aren't speaking up for themselves about what they're doing or why. That said, you know, knowing what we know about the airline industry, you're absolutely right. I think that the intent of this was to penalize and get more money out of business travelers, because airlines know that if you're paying with a corporate card, you're not as price sensitive, and airlines can probably get more money out of those passengers. And airlines have done this in a lot of different ways over the last two decades of getting more money out of business travelers because they know that they can. The issue here is that there are solo travelers who are not traveling for business. There are, you know, solo passengers who are planning a trip by themselves. There are, you know, family members who have to rush off to attend to a medical emergency. I mean, the list goes on. So left unchecked, the damage and the cost of this, the higher cost of traveling solo, could have been pretty extensive.
Yeah. We're talking to Kyle Potter, Thrifty Travelers Executive Editor here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. I just find all of this interesting. And yes, you're right. Like, you know, even according to the Strib, these airlines, they're declining to talk and give input about everything that's happened. And I think that everybody here, not just here in Minnesota, but across the board, should be utterly grateful for you digging and trying to find all this out and you revealing this. But how long did it take for them to react? And what changes did they make after this became public?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, I'm still a little bit shocked that, two of the three nation's largest airlines reacted as quickly as they did. So, you know, we published our first story focusing primarily on Delta on Wednesday morning. By Thursday morning, we confirmed that all three, you know, American, Delta, and United were doing this. And by Friday afternoon, Delta had pulled the fare rules that pushed solo travelers up into a pricier fare. Mm. And by Friday evening, United had done the same. So as we're talking right now, and I checked just a few minutes before I called in here, American is still doing this. So, for example, you search for one passenger from Charlotte to Fort Myers, and the airline is charging like $425. But if you search for two or more, that one-way flight, same exact day in mid-October from Charlotte to Fort Myers, two passengers or more, it's like $286 per person. So American Airlines is still definitely doing this, but that's where things stand right now.
Wow. All right, so let me do this just for the exercise. All right, let me play devil advocate for this particular story. Let's say that just somehow, some way in the future, that airlines will allow or they will discount tickets the more that you purchase. Let's say that it'll be cheaper for a family to go than a business traveler or maybe a couple. Let's say if you buy four as opposed to two or two as opposed to one. What would you make of that if the – and I know the airlines is not – this is just hypothetical. I know the airlines not going to do this. But what if the airlines did look to do that, because we are living in an age where everybody's talking about inflation, everybody's talking about price gouging. You know, we live in a world where we like to buy in bulk.
Right. No, you're not wrong. And honestly, the devil's advocate is the line that I've heard a lot. And it's not an unreasonable question. I think the issue is that airlines are not Costco.
Yep.
Plane seats are not gallons of milk. And even if either of those last two statements were true, airlines were not behaving like Costco when they did this. They did not say, hey, if you buy two tickets instead of one, we'll cut you a better deal.
Yeah.
The same way that Costco does, the same way that Target does, the same way that, you know, retail stores either advertise this explicitly or at least have a public price tag that you can see to compare the cost of buying one versus two.
Yeah.
Airlines did not do this. They did this very quietly. They wrote it into FAIR rules, which virtually nobody except for sickos like me read. and they made it so that it, unless if you were in a situation like I was, which is, I would say, pretty rare, where you're actually comparing the cost of one versus two repeatedly and then fanning out with the help of our team of flight deal experts who do this for a living to see just how widespread it was. Unless if all of that was true, you would have no idea that this was happening, which is why we have said again and again and again that had the airlines truly been trying to discount group travel, they would have said something.
Yeah.
But knowing what we know about the way that airlines behave and the way that they have behaved for the last, you know, four decades, this was not a discount for booking two or more passengers. It was designed to be a penalty for traveling solo.
Yeah. Hey, Kyle, man, you guys do a phenomenal job with the website, and I love getting the information sent to my inbox. I do want to ask you one more question outside of just this specific story, and then I'll let you go. It's kind of a two-part question. Number one, how long of a sample size or how long should we wait to see what the impact of the Southwest Airlines baggage situation, how that's going to impact people traveling utilizing Southwest Airlines, now that that's a thing now? And then secondly, what does it look like for summertime travel? Are we seeing that people are going to be extremely active in terms of traveling this summer like usual, or are people kind of shying away from maybe booking early out just because we're not really sure about the state of the economy here?
Yeah, let me start with that second question, because that one's been top of mind for all of us at Thrifty Travelers. It's also something that we recently surveyed travelers on. And, you know, we have seen very clearly in our survey, as well as just from looking at the numbers and listening to what airlines are saying, that travel demand is really cooling off. That for the first time in really honestly 4 or 5 years since travel has really bounced back from the depths of the pandemic, that people are putting off travel and that people are booking fewer tickets, in large part, I'm sure, due to some of the economic anxiety of just wondering whether that's something that they can do again after doing so much of it for the last 4 or 5 years. So, you know, that to me says, I mean, on the one hand, it's certainly concerning if you care about airlines and you care about travel. But, you know, the upshot is that flight prices hinge primarily on one thing, supply and demand. And so, you know, for the last 5 years, demand has been sky high, and there were more passengers trying to fill more seats than airlines could put in the sky. And that led airfare to rise the way that it really has over the last few years. As we've kind of hit the inflection point where things have started to turn the opposite way, it's been kind of gravy for passengers who are still looking to book something, you know, to the point where, you know, we're seeing sub 200 and even in some cases some sub 100 round-trip domestic tickets departing from Minneapolis and, you know, flight deals flying nonstop from Minneapolis to Dublin for $355 or to Rome and Copenhagen, two brand new Delta routes that should be really full of high-paying passengers. And Delta has, within the last few weeks, been selling those tickets for under $500 round-trip in some cases. So, you know, while there's certainly a lot of anxiety about what is happening right now and what that means for travel, the upshot is that there are deals out there, and in some cases, more deals and better deals than we've seen in many years. And then on Southwest, it's anyone's guess. I mean, we're in the early, early innings of a truly transformational change for Southwest in charging bags for the first time in their, you know, 54-year history. I think it's going to take some time for this to shake out, because I think everyone said when Southwest came out and said, we're going to start charging for bags, that's it, I'm done with Southwest. And the thing is that everybody said that when Delta came out a few years ago and revamped its status program. And then they said it again when Delta said they were going to crack down on lounge access. So I think we need some time to see how consumers actually behave versus what they said at the outset.
Great stuff. Outstanding stuff from Executive Director of Thrifty Traveler, Kyle Potter. Make sure you go to the website, thriftytraveler.com. Awesome stuff. Subscribe, check in with the website, sign up for the premium, and you'll get great information sent to your mailbox, your email box. Hey, Kyle, man, just a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, man. Always happy to talk travel.
All right. Take care. That's Kyle Potter joining us here on The Late Show. Great stuff there. All right, coming up next, the Minneapolis City Council, in my opinion, they have a dilemma. We get to it next. I think that the Minneapolis City Council has a dilemma, in my opinion. And when I see and hear the news from this past weekend about the shooting that took place at Boom Island Sunday night, okay, number one, thinking about the 23-year-old woman that ended up dead, the people that were injured, it makes me concerned about the summer that's approaching. From reports and stuff that I've seen and videos on social media, there are a ton of younger people. And when I say younger people, I'm talking about teenagers to early 20s that were hanging out. Okay. And I'm not saying that there should be anything outlawing people hanging out, but we know that when you have a significant number of young people hanging out all hours of the night, that typically, and I don't care where you live and where you're at, some things could go bad. Okay. Not all the time, but unfortunately, there are going to be incidents. And there was senseless gun violence that took place at Boom Island on Sunday. And a woman lost her life. Other people were injured. They may say six, it may have been more. My point in bringing this up is that as we are entering summer, and we know this, that when it gets hotter and when kids are out of school, negative activity tends to happen more, okay? Because ain't no, I got to be at school, I'm not accounted for, I'm doing what the heck I want. And I bring this up because Jerry McAfee, the Reverend Jerry McAfee in North Minneapolis, he's been in the spotlight for months because his nonprofit, there's been a lot of talk about the work that he's done, them not receiving money in terms of the violence interrupter and disruption work that they do. And Minneapolis council members accusing him of making threats after he was disruptive in a meeting. I mean, I know that the station here has reported on it. We've seen video of it on television, on social media, all that stuff. Look, the Minneapolis City Council can feel however they want to feel about Jerry McAfee. But let me say this. Jerry McAfee, in my opinion, when you look at what took place in that meeting, was not threatening anybody. That was somebody that got upset, that he was upset, and got in their feelings. Okay? We need people that will do the work. His people are doing the work. If we don't have adequate numbers with police in the city of Minneapolis, you know what you need? In the neighborhoods, you need people that will do the work, will try to snuff out the foolishness. And I think that that's what his group intends to do. We'll talk to Rand Ball, Michael Rand. He joins us after the break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.